Jeremiah 29, verse 10 and 11. You see, it's continuation of our vigil. We are in a very special season. And our Father in the Lord, just like those who knew before Christ came, and they foretell it, they told us. So we've been told. So in this Jeremiah 29, verse 10, it says, "For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you and cause you to return to this place." Glory be to the Lord. Amen. And then he went on to say, "I know the thoughts that I have for you, my thinking towards you, says the Lord. Thought of peace, not of evil, to give you a future and a hope." The redeemed Christian Church of God is 70. And our Father in the Lord reminded us, connected us with this very special word. I key into it. The church must key into it. Now it is the season. We are 70. And the Lord says he will return to us. And he has returned. And when he returned, not empty-handed, for a good reason. To take us forward. For a good what? Reason. To take us forward. Praise be to the Lord. You see, the year of Jubilee is a very special year. It is a special year. So it is my season. I say it is my season. Brethren, may the Lord grant you teachable spirit, amen, a listening ear, amen, a focused mind, amen, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, after 70 years, I will return to you as I have promised. He said, he is not a man who promise and forget. Sis, but you told me you'd do that. Pastor, I forgot. And they're whacking their head. And I'm like, stop touching that head so that the head can stable again so I don't forget the constant that we're having now. That is man. Man is fragile. Man is not God. But God says his thought towards us is a very special thought. Hallelujah. So in that number 23:19 says, God is not a man. So he does not lie. Brethren, when the prayer of forgiveness was going on, it was cited. I wish we can pray more. I wish we can pour our heart more to God. Why? For the lies between last week and now. The foolish will say, why are you praying every Sunday? You go to church every Sunday. This Adamic nature wages war against the flesh. The Adamic nature is always willing to pull man's down. So it is essential. It is relevant. It is important. Where are you now? You tell him, Pastor, oh, I'm just getting home. And you know you are not just getting home. So it is important that we always engage with God, that God may show us mercy. So the Lord is telling us, I am not a man who lies. I am not human. I am not like you. I make you unique in my own image. However, I gave you this mortal body from the ground and breathe on you the breath of Almighty God. This is our jubilee. Praise be to the Lord. So as the Bible reading said to us earlier, that those that are indebted, it is time of jubilee that they are released. Praise be to the Lord. So, if you have done anyone favor in this assembly, don't withdraw the favor. Why? Because this time was jubilee. You could have withdrawn the favor before jubilee was declared. Now that it has been declared, you must stay. Glory be to the Lord. Release people from your mind, your spirit, soul, and body. The season of jubilee, in that verse 30, Leviticus 25, verse 39 to 55, He says, we are released from all types of bondage. Glory be to the Lord. He talks about prisoners being released. And the prisoner that's supposed to be released, that is not released, God then goes there and releases them himself. Praise be to the Lord. It is a time that we must forgive. It's been repeated consistently. Stolen property is returned. So if you're taking my stuff, you didn't tell me. It's time to return them. Praise God. If you have your item in my office and I've been using it, and I did not, it's time to say, sir, please return those items. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, when they now say season of Jubilee, a season of rest from all labors, that also gives the grant, the way they explain it literally, that when you are now resting physically, gives the grant opportunity to renew, to come back to life. Praise be to the Lord. In verse 35, the Bible says, if your brother becomes poor and cannot maintain himself. Have you ever heard? That's, I quote, our English. What's going on, brother? You know, I just finished university. I'm not able to maintain myself. Amen. The Bible says you must help the brother. Honestly, if we all help one another, we will move from one level to another. So Jubilee is important. It says, you shall support him as though he were a stranger and sojourner. That is somebody who is new around you. Don't say he's been around for a while. Say how long? A brother was sharing testimony. Say I've been around for 19 years or 20 years. Don't say because he's been around 19 years, 20 years. That's, me, I just came 5 years ago. Leave him, he will sort himself out. And it's within your means to help. Season of Jubilee says help. Praise be to the Lord. If you have, you know, the other time I mentioned Ribena, and our son was saying, what is Ribena? I said, we know what Ribena is. So I just said, what? That is what? Blackcurrant. Okay, you heard blackcurrant. I was going to say, Brother Akobi, what is that drink that we drank recently? Praise the Lord. That can also be like Ribena. Praise God. So if you have multiple in your home, it is this season is a season to share. Praise the Lord. Give. It shall be what? Given back unto you. This is the season to receive. I'm ready to collect. Amen. I'm looking at my assistant there. I say, Brother Joe, I'm ready to collect. So if you stockpile your garage with drinks, amen, share some of it. You see, Jubilee presents us a beautiful picture that if we truly, literally, as joke apart, follow the process of God and key into the spiritual significance of it, the return shall be a bountiful one in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Jesus has given us Jubilee too. When he came, his purpose was truly to set us free from all iniquities, from all harassment, from all intimidation of the devil. This season, by the grace of God, we shall also be permanently free. That is why I love the name, the redeemed of the Lord. The redeemed Christian Church of God. The redeemed. We are the redeemed. Our Redeemer redeemed us. Glory be to the Lord. This season, start acting like the one that has been redeemed. Let your countenance show that truly you have been redeemed. Glory be to the Lord. So the condition to partake in this perfect Jubilee that we're talking about, and when we say something is perfect, is without error. without error and mistakes. A brother sent from God came to this altar and told us that we being in this nation is not by mistake. He said, and you, it was a sister who came during the children's time. He said, we're here for a reason. And I came to read. I said, yes, she got it. The day I came here, this nation of Texas have been knowing peace. Praise the Lord. Because as a child of God, God has promised that wherever I live, I don't know about you, wherever you live as a child of God, peace shall surround you. Praise the Lord. Condition. There's always this condition as a child of God that we must pay attention to. And one is that our service to God must not be played with. Your service to God must not be played with. God, give me GC. God, give me GC. God, give me GC. Did he not do it? Now he has given you GC. Now you have a job now. Where are you? He said, is that work? The one you prayed and we all fasted that you get. It's our fault now. Maybe we should be talking about like Adam. Praise the Lord. Why did you eat the fruit? Why did you look for work? Why must you work? After all, the Bible says, if you don't work, don't eat. Praise the Lord. So my point is, service is very, very important. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10. The Bible says, as each one has received a gift, minister it to one another as a good steward of the manifold grace of God. In the season of Jubilee, the one that is even perfect, you are a good steward, and then start acting like one. Hallelujah. Use them well, this gift that God has given to you, to serve one another. We've described that earlier when I was talking about Gatorade and other type of drinks as an example. I think recently I also mentioned that when have you given a gift to someone before? Hallelujah. I was encouraging my brother recently, and I would tell him to watch this program. And I said, sir, bro, we are not seeing your title. This is my blood brother. He said, I understand, brother. I said, no, you don't. We are not seeing it. Praise God. You want to maintain the wealth. One computer per job, one computer per job, one computer per job, one computer per job. Only you. 1, 2, 3, 4. And just like a radio, a studio. Company A, top 100. Company B, top 50. Company C, top 20. Company, and so on. Where's your tithe? Praise the Lord. The reason is your service must be evident. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. I will never be ungrateful to you, Lord. Brothers and sisters, if you have money for NSC, you know what I mean? Those who drink, they understand it. You have money for NSC, and you have no money to invest in his kingdom. Then the day the blanket is removed, don't start making an emergency call. That was the expression of the discussion. So, brothers and sisters, I'm also referring to you that in the season of Jubilee, perfect Jubilee, service is very, very important. Glory be to the Lord. So, when you say you are born again, you are born into a holy service unto the Lord. Let's look at Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. Galatians chapter 5, verse 13. So, condition to experience all of these things, for you have been called to live in freedom. I say amen to that. Amen. You have been called to live in freedom, amen, my brothers and sisters. But don't use your freedom to satisfy sinful nature. That's exactly what I mean. Favor one, favor two, favor three, favor four. Don't use this blessing to satisfy sinful nature. Instead, use your freedom to serve one another in love. Use your freedom to serve one another. Celebrating green card, praise be to the Lord, freedom. Amen. Celebrating citizenship, praise. You know, my sister here came in neat. No question at the door. We have to say our date of birth and all of those things. She just walked in. Hallelujah. Using your freedom. Amen. In return, to serve the Lord. Some of us have to queue at the embassy several times. I mean, waiting for papers to drop in. But some just came in. They just give you all these folders. Say, go for secondary. They give you all the form. Give you all the form. And within 2-3 weeks, your, card has arrived. SS card. Is that SS? Has arrived. And we were still waiting for our own. Then eventually, maybe they will send us EAD. Praise God. Amen. So, service unto God makes us relevant and gives us a worthy position before God when you serve the Lord. Oh, maybe some of you used to come consistently on Friday and you are not. Oh, is it Friday? Thursday, I meant. Thursday. And we don't see you. Amen. Like mommy in white there at the back. Amen. Consistently. You see, the day of our word, you will not be missing. Amen. You know, the good thing is that many are wearing white. So if I wave to this side, it may even be this side. Hey, mommy in white. We used to see you most of the time. We'll see you at times, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday. And if we have Friday, we'll see Friday. Auntie, mommy, God bless you, ma. You know the excuses they're giving now? Gas is expensive. Praise the Lord. Amen. Gas is expensive. Gas is expensive. Every service to God has a reward. Every service to God has a reward. Every service. Hebrews 6, verse 10. Hebrews 6, 10. You must also understand, as our doctrine department or our teacher education department will teach us, that the kind of service that you give to the Lord also is important, the quality of it. And this quality must be sustained. For God is not unjust that he will forget how hard you have worked for him and how much you have shown your love to him by caring for other believers. As you still do you? As you still do you? Look, many of us might not have listened to, anytime I see this sister, I always remember Tuesday. Sister Toluabi. Oh, first time I got it right. Amen? Tuesday teaching was very, very remarkable. She took her time, just peel it like as you peel onions, one by one. I thought she would revise that statement today. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Remember, in this season of perfect jubilee, God is watching us. The same thing happens to Cain and Abel. They presented, they said, oh, well, we're supposed to do this after our parents have taught us. We've been taught. They presented their service to God. One was accepted, another was not accepted. I pray in this season, the season of perfect jubilee, everything you present to God, may it all be accepted. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to the Lord. So obedience is very, very important also. Luke 11:28. Hallelujah. Blessed are they that hear the word of God and do what? Keep it. Thy word have I heard and I shew it. Jesus replied, but even more blessed are all who hear the word of God and put it into practice. Praise the Lord. Please tell the person that, you know, this time around, I know it's you that Pastor is talking about. Please, just say that. Say that. Don't be shy. It doesn't matter if they're mommy or daddy. Hallelujah. This time around, do bear in mind that your service is important. John chapter 12, verse 26. I'll soon be concluding. Service makes us relevant. Hallelujah. And give us a worthy position before God. Anyone who wants to serve me must do what? Follow me. You cannot stay at home and say you are following Jesus. Praise be to the Lord. Amen. Try your best. Try your best. Try your best. There is a gift in man. The breath of Almighty God puts it. Hallelujah. Please tell the sister next to you, you have a gift. I didn't say tell his sister. I said tell his sister. Where is his sister? His sister can tell his sister, you have a gift. That's good. That's good. Sister E, I said tell the sister next to you, she has a gift. Is that Sister Sumbo? You have a gift. You know that. Amen. Focus. Amen. God wants to use that gift. My essence, my point is this, that it is time of perfect jubilee. It is a season of perfect jubilee. And in this season of perfect jubilee, God wants to make use of your gift. Don't just hide it. Accumulate them and keep them at home. Or use it for yourself and your children. You become a time bomb. Unexplosive bomb can be dangerous. Or unexploded bomb becomes dangerous. Glory be to the Lord. Use your gift for God. So there are numerous references in the Bible of time and season of jubilee or perfect jubilee. And you may be wondering, how be it that we know that it is our season of perfect jubilee? Praise be to the Lord. I will just tell you, please have faith in God. Amen. In Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11 to 12, in conclusion, as for you also, brother, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free. This happened during the time of their jubilee. Glory be to the Lord. And it was the case. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today, I declare that I will restore double to you. Amen. That's what the Lord is telling us. The reason is because of the blood of Jesus. There's no other blood to be shed. In Jeremiah 30, verse 17, for I will restore health to you and heal you of your wounds. The wounds might be from a sister. The wounds might be from a lecturer. The wound might be from the government. The wound might be from a spouse. But the Lord is telling us, I will give health back to you and heal wounds. Amen. Glory be to the Lord. In the season and time of jubilee, when you claim it, say for instance, you are doing residency at a particular job, or you are doing a job now to gain work experience, and you are trusting God that they will make you permanent. It's time to go there now and say, I want to be a permanent staff. Glory be to the Lord. Amen. Please do so. It will work. The birth of Abraham, it happens 40 jubilees in the history of my research, about 22,000 years from Adam. Abraham was born into a wicked city, Hur, or family. But when it was time, he went to Bethel and received his inheritance. When it was the time of the Exodus, 50-year jubilees, 2,500 years from Adam, this is the very day that the Israelites came out of Egypt. Glory be to God. God promised them the land of Canaan. Did he not give it to them? Jesus died and resurrected. His death and his resurrection, birth jubilee for us. Did he not die? Did he not resurrect? He did. Hallelujah. Because all of these things happened. How does it relate to us now? In conclusion, my point simply is this, that we've been reminded of the 70 year, that after that 70 year, and we just marked 70, the Redeemed Christian Church of God. Now, Jubilee 50 was declared unto us. Others have said 77, 49 plus 1, making 50 a year later. But in our own case, we have been brought into that era. So what are supposed to be your expectation? One, debt canceled. I've mentioned that repeatedly. Not having enough is removed.
Amen.
Joy is brought home.
Amen.
Celebration galore.
Amen.
As a result of the mercy of God and the favor of God, we are put into a blanket amnesty.
Amen.
That amen is for us, right? Amen. Thank you. Now, when we now say amnesty now, is like the freedom that we're looking for, that gives us rest. In preparation for this great favor of God and rest of God and peace of God, then study to do what? Show thyself approved. I told my in-law one day, I said, let's go and do this program. He said, you know, both of us don't have paper. I said, we'll continue to do it. So me, I continue to study. I didn't wait until I have paper before I start to study. By the time paper arrived, I've gone far. He was just trying to look for this and this and this. Praise the Lord. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, don't wait and start giving excuses. It is because of this, it is because of this, it is because of this. Study to show thyself approved. So when they say, we need so and so, we will present you there. Like this construction that God has approved for us, we need an engineer. We need site management, or manager rather. We need a project manager. We need schedulers. Those who will schedule and say something is coming, something is not coming. We need an analyst. Don't we have them all in this church? Please let me know. Don't we? Whether you agree that we do or not, I know we do. And one by one, I'll be calling on you guys. Do we not need trailer to bring every stuff there? How many of you can carry this Chinese metal iron beam? We need a trailer now. Amen. And a forklift too. Don't you have experience in that? Praise be to the Lord. Brother Chooks, if you give him a whole car and tell him to piece it into parts within 1 hour or 30 minutes, he will do it. That's his profession. So when he says forklifts, I understand him immediately. That's his profession. There may be something we need to tie together. So the Lord told me, the help I need are all here. So when the brother brought his trailer one day, he said, let us pray. And sanctify. I looked at her. I said, Jesus, thank you. People thought I was saying thank you that God has blessed him with the vehicle. I'm like, this is what you are giving us again. Thank you. Another brought another big heavy vehicle. I say, thank you. Man, now I'm looking for tipper. Oh, you all understand tipper. And I'm serious. I'm not joking, but it sounds funny. Praise be to the Lord. God, our safety. Praise the Lord. If we need to start a daycare now, do you think I will be going outside to look for license? Do we not have license in the house? If I'm looking for a nurse now, don't we have them? Do we not have a doctor? We do. Our doctors are getting too old, so we're sending our young ones to go and study now, quickly. Praise the Lord. Yeah, it's because of you. Go and study. Quickly. Amen.
Let us rise.
Because I look everywhere and I see how I can use them. You know, I see computer engineer, you know. Accountant.
Praise the Lord.
Before we got to that stage, they said we need to do soil test. So you see that we also need people in that field. Whereas back home, we say, just remove the soil and put a laterite on top of it. And we're ready to go. Things are in order in this country. And we are orderly. In this season of Jubilee, just lift up your hand and say, Father, you have been talking about me. Perfect that which concerns me. Now, if there is a little pain somewhere within, just tell the Lord, this pain I pour to you, I give it to you, that I may enjoy the Jubilee you have promised. Just tell the Lord that. I know today's sermon is here and there, but the core aspect of the sermon, exhortation, is that our Jubilee, our perfect Jubilee is now. Is now. Is now. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. My brothers and sisters, don't be exhausted. Look, if you are a caregiver and all you do, you go to a house, you take care of elderly. Remember, it's our season of perfect Jubilee. Amen. Before that asset is willed to a cat and a dog, it could be you. Don't take it for granted. Whatever you are doing, do it well. That which the Lord spoke about before all our eyes, it will come to fulfillment. Things are changing in this assembly. There was a time the chair was not covered. Now the chair is covered. There was a time there was no light like this. Then we have light. There was a time the TV was not this big, clear. Now the TV is clear. We now declare now our season of perfect Jubilee. And in that same season of perfect Jubilee, we said we're ready to start building. It has been approved. Fund, percentage of fund is available for us to start it in this season. So all other things, they're going to be granted. Yeah. Father, in the innocency of your children, they believe you and they believe your word. Every petition in their heart this morning, that will bring joy, rest, and peace of mind. In this season of our perfect Jubilee, grant each and every one of us, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Let somebody shout hallelujah.